Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
Seven 17 WLIP Morning Show. On Tuesdays, we say good morning to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Hello, Dr. Russ. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good today. Pretty good. In the nice warm studio on a chilly morning. I'll take it anytime I can get it.
Well, it's not, yeah, I don't know. It's not that bad. It feels bad when, what, a week and a half ago or so, we had 60 degrees on a Monday, and then it was, you know, it's back to February again.
The wind catches
just when
you,
we
though,
thought we had nice, you know, like April, May weather, reality turns yeah. its head, and we're back to the month we're in.
So that's not going to stick around, right? Yeah, unfortunately.
It is what it is, right. This is the tundra we live in.
It is, at least for a little while. Keep my fingers crossed for spring.
It'll get here.
Sooner rather than later.
So. Well, if spring doesn't come, summer will certainly be here.
Flip that switch, right? And it's right on its way.
Right.
It does. Well, there are little milestones along the way. And one of them we're going to talk about this morning. Not every transition is going to be A+.
That was.
I'm going to work on it for
that
next
was good.
Week.
That was good, though.
Thank
it's
you.
It's national. It's actually it's World Spay Day.
World. So not
World
just
Spay
national.
Day. Not just
it's
national.
Everybody.
World Spay Day. And that's the right. Humane Society of America, I think it is, created this in 1995.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of groups start a day. There's a National Beer Day, National Popcorn Day, World Spay Day. So World Spay Day, you know, people might say, well, what is that? And we're not going to talk about just spaying because it's
going to be equal opportunity here.
Equal opportunity because realistically, spaying and neutering is the topic today. So we're trying to highlight that. What is it? Well, when they created this, it was because the shelters were being overwhelmed by stray cats and dogs, and they were trying to come up with some basically help to get, you know, let's get this population down. So how can we do this? Well, if everybody would spay and neuter their cat and dog, we would have fewer stray pets or fewer pets needing homes.
Makes sense.
There's a stray population that's out there anyway. Regardless of what we do, it's still out there. But if we can reduce feeding extra into that, then it reduces the strain on the shelters.
Makes sense.
And not to mention that, if it's your cat or dog, it's healthier for them.
Oh.
Right. So if they're spayed, they're not going to have a uterus, which will not become infected later and be an emergency surgery.
Okay.
So yes, the spay procedure is not inexpensive, but it's a whole lot more economical and less, yeah, not even considered life-threatening versus if they have an infected uterus, a pyometra.
Mm.
That is now a life-threatening condition, an emergency surgery. And it's going to cost you a whole lot more than it would had we just had them in when they were younger and healthy and spayed. And same thing goes for the male dog. If we neuter them, they don't get testicular cancer because they don't have any testicles then.
Right, right.
And that reduces their risk of prostate disease. It also lowers the chance of them having testosterone-driven, hormonally driven behavior issues, which behavior euthanasias are still one of the largest leading causes of euthanasia. And realistically, relinquishing of pets. So there are a lot of pets that get turned over to the shelters every year because of behavior issues. And one of those things is, like, you know, they're being themselves. It's not so much that they're, I guess, damaged. You know, say it's not mental illness. It's, you know, they've got some aggression issues, and some of those issues are testosterone driven. So if we remove the testosterone out of the equation, there's less aggression, which means there may be less territorialness, less running around the neighborhood. Less bullying of the smaller dogs. Maybe less bullying of the bigger dogs.
By the smaller dog.
By the smaller dog. The other thing is that if we spay a female dog, removing that estrogen, it dramatically reduces their chance of having mammary cancer. So breast cancer in dogs used to be the number one cancer. Now, back in the dinosaur ages when I was in school, that's one of those things, like, it was the number one cause of cancer in dogs. Both just didn't regard, you know, looking at dogs as a whole, both genders, it was breast cancer by far. And it's because we weren't spaying and neutering dogs. But this is a lagging indicator, right? So it's one of those things that we were seeing that because back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, before I was in school, people weren't getting their dogs spayed. So if they're not spayed, they're going through multiple heat cycles, lots of estrogen in their system over their lifespan, and they were developing breast cancer. So it was the number one cause of cancer. And we started spaying them in the 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s. Oh, gosh. I mean, we might do a mastectomy like once every couple years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Versus we were doing them on a weekly basis back in the 80s and 90s. So it's one of those things, like, we used to see a lot of it. We don't see much of it anymore. So it's, get them spayed. You can almost alleviate that, especially if you get them spayed before their first heat cycle. And if they're spayed, speaking of heat cycles, they don't go through heat cycles.
There you go.
So you don't have that once every couple, 6 months that you're seeing the, oh, great, the dog's in heat again, and now we're going to have a mess in the house, and what do we do with them? We're going to put diapers on them. Or we've got to run the risk of, if the neighbor's dog jumps the fence, now we're going to have to explain the birds and the bees.
Oh, dear.
Right. So it's got health benefits. It certainly has some behavior benefits. So we're removing the urge to go roam. We're removing some of the urge to be the dominant dog in the household. Now, myths. They'll get fat and lazy. So I know it's the number one myth. So it's, but I will say there is a bit of honesty to the myth. If we feed them at the same level that we're currently feeding them, so you're feeding them as an intact, having testosterone or estrogen in their system, male or female, their metabolism is much higher. You remove those hormones, their metabolism slows down to about 50% of what it is.
Okay.
So if you're feeding them at that 100% and you take that hormone out of their system, they're only using 50% of that. Guess what? That 50% excess gets stored.
Right.
Ergo, they get fat.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if you weigh 50 pounds and you put on 30, you're now an 80-pound dog, you're probably going to slow down.
Just a little bit.
And people are going to say, the dog is now lazy. No, the dog is now,
working harder than ever.
Overweight, pushing obese.
Right.
And it's hard on their body. And they're like, I am working hard. And then I can empathize with this after working out hard this weekend. And it's like my legs today are going, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And you want to kind of slow down. But, you have to get up and keep going. So the one thing we always talk about, if you spay or neuter them, you need to start slowly decreasing their food over the next month to about 50% of what they're at. And it's too expensive. Well, I'll tell you what, it is not inexpensive. Everything costs today, but it's a whole lot cheaper than treating the medical problems that come up after the fact. And it's not life-threatening when it's not an emergency.
Right.
So when you're in the emergency scenario, now it's a life-threatening problem. It'll change their personality. I've never yet seen that. I certainly have seen... Admittedly, we've seen a couple that maybe they're a little anxious about going back into the vet's office.
Well.
Right? But it's not so much because they had a spay or neuter. It's because they had a surgical procedure. So okay. They came in, they were anesthetized, and they woke up and they're like, I don't know what happened. Something happened, and I'm still here in this hospital, and I just don't. So, but most of them don't have that happen. And even those that do, it's not a pain issue because they're on pain medication. So it used to be a pain issue back in the days. It's like, it's no wonder. It's like all of them almost didn't want to come back in because I went in there and nobody gave me pain medications postoperatively. This is back in the dark ages. So, in modern times, what we do is we give them pain meds so that they wake up for the procedure and like, I'm not quite sure what happened, but I feel okay. Oh, look, I get to go home. So it's all fine. She should have a litter first. Okay, who's going to take care of that litter?
Right.
What are we going to do with the puppies?
Have you ever seen 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, right, come on. Right. Yeah. And yes, it's a natural process, but it is not problem-free. They may need a C-section. They may lose the litter. The process of delivering puppies may kill mom. So again, it's not risk-free. So if you're not intending to intentionally breed them, as breeders do, because they're trying to do something for the breed, make the dog prettier, make the breed better.
Right.
If it's just your dog and they're sitting on the couch, bring them in, get them spayed or neutered. And then what can we do as a community to help bring, certainly we can advocate for spaying and neutering people's dogs. and we can talk about it's as a community, if we are spaying or neutering our cat or dog, it's going to help reduce the risk of overpopulation, and it's going to lower, ultimately, it's going to lower the euthanasia rate, because unwanted cats and dogs, as much as we don't like to think about it, do wind up getting put down. So do the pet population a favor, spay and neuter.
And Bob Barker.
Bob Barker would be happy about it.
Whatever you are. It's amazing. Talk about advocacy. Dr. Russ, how do we learn more about Care Animal Hospital?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. That's Care cool. Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, we'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great week.
728 WLIP Morning Show. Oh, you'll be a man.